With the midterm general elections fast approaching, VPR is featuring a series of interviews with minor party and independent candidates running for statewide office. You can hear these interviews in the weeks leading up to the November election on All Things Considered and on Morning Edition. Today, we're speaking with Charles Laramie, an independent candidate for governor. Laramie is a former public school teacher, and he retired from teaching earlier this year, and he joins me now. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you.
So, first off, why are you running for governor?
What started me in my run was I had written the article, "I Can No Longer Teach," back in November, and it got a lot of play throughout the state. A lot of people were talking about it. And I ended up meeting with Governor Scott in his office April 5th for an hour, and we discussed education, among other things. I had told Governor Scott that, we didn't have the best education system in the state, and this was why. Then afterwards, within a month or so, I saw he was still advocating the same things, really wasn't listening to what I had to say, and nothing was going to change. And I figured if things were going to change, I was going to have to get involved.
So you mentioned this article. You've been public about your dissatisfaction with the classroom environment in schools. Is that right?
Yes.
And so what's the issue there that you see, that you were seeing in classrooms that you felt wasn't working?
Most of the stuff I see that's not working in the classroom, I couldn't repeat on this radio station because the language is just inappropriate for that. I served on a Navy ship for 4 years, and the language I hear in the schools and the hallways today would embarrass the guys I served with, and nothing's done about it. Teachers can't teach because it's too chaotic. Students can't learn because it's too chaotic. Our education system is crumbling all around us and nobody's paying attention. Cell phones in the school are, they have to go.
So essentially student behavior is the issue?
Student behavior, parenting, sure. Those are all big issues in the school today.
And how would you fix that as governor?
First of all, I would speak to all the administrators. Supervisory unions. I would ensure that superintendents would be in the school a lot more than they're in the school. They're not in the school now. The policies that are in place with the schools in their handbooks, I would ensure that those would be enforced because they're not being enforced.
What's your position on a tax and regulate model for legal marijuana in Vermont? Vermont, of course, has now recreational marijuana legal, but not to sell it. Would you support moving to a model where it could be available in stores?
Yeah, that's always a difficult one. You know, I've been clean and sober for 27 years, and so looking at, I don't understand why people would use anything at all anymore, but given that, I would still tax and regulate that.
Over 200 Vermont inmates are serving time in out-of-state prisons currently. Governor Phil Scott supports moving inmates to a prison in Mississippi this fall, but he also plans to continue talks to build a new prison in Vermont. Where do you stand on that issue of out-of-state prisoners?
I've been talking to a supervisor of in one of our prisons, and he said right now it's overcrowded here. They're putting three inmates in every cell. And he said if you're going to bring them back, then you would need to open up another prison. Windsor, open that back up and, you know, remodel that.
And do you support that?
I'd have to look into it more. I'm not familiar with exactly all of that. But I think what we do need to do is to reduce the number of inmates we have. Let's start taking a look at how many are in prison for nonviolent offenses? How many are in for drug-related offenses? Do they need to be in prison for those types of things? We have to start to treat addiction for what it is. It's a disease, and we need to try and help those people.
Charles Laramie is running for governor of Vermont as an independent. Thanks for speaking with me.
You're welcome.